brought to you by Penguin. Four Steps to a Happier, Healthier You. Written and read by me, Tess Daly. Introduction. Do you ever find yourself thinking that life is just so busy? I know I do. From the moment we get up, we rush around, work our socks off, whether that's at home or in the office, dash from one thing to the next, and then we crash into bed. We lie awake, worrying about what we have and haven't done. And then the cycle starts again when the morning alarm goes off. For so many of us, there never seems to be time for our own needs to come first. Life is hectic, and it can be hard to carve out moments of calm, to think about how you're feeling and take measures to create a little more me time. It can seem like we're all running on empty and need the extra energy that comes with better health and feeling physically stronger. To this end, I believe that focusing on your well-being should be an absolute priority. With this book, I want to encourage everyone to do the seemingly little things that collectively make a big difference to our health and well-being. We tend to think we don't have time to look after ourselves. There's always something else to do, something that feels more urgent, more important. If you're the main carer, you're the linchpin for your family. Perhaps you don't have children, but your work or other obligations, such as caring for relatives, can take priority over looking after your own health. But if we're not at our best, it's harder to keep all those plates spinning. Whatever your situation, this is your time to think about your own wellness. And if you can't do it for yourself, do it for everyone you love. If you're at your best, it helps everyone around you. We're all living longer, so let's try to live better too. So if you're feeling strung out or perhaps fed up with yo-yoing from one diet to the next, promising yourself that next week I will move more, eat better and work less, but you never quite get started, then I hope this is the book for you. I'm often asked, what do you do to look after yourself? Perhaps this is due to the fact that despite reaching my 50s, I still find myself dashing around shiny studio floors in high heels and sparkly dresses. But after so many years of being judged on my appearance and seeing others judge the same way, I realised that the secret to feeling good was actually quite simple. It was what was happening inside my body that made me feel my absolute best. I'm convinced that wellness begins with nurturing ourselves from the inside out. I've come to the conclusion that true beauty comes from within. It's a healthy, happy body and mind and a kind heart. Let's nurture those lovely souls of ours with gratitude, good thoughts and a positive attitude, and be rewarded with the feeling of a glorious lightness of being. Let's take time to breathe, to be in the moment. After all, that is where the joy is. Otherwise, we're always seeking it outside ourselves. The route to good health is inside us, and I want to share the simple steps that have worked well for me. To be our best selves, we need to look at four areas of our daily lives and what we can do for our mind and body through eating, breathing, moving and sleeping. Clearly, while I have a keen interest in health and have developed my own strategies, I'm not an expert. To gain more knowledge to share with you, I've consulted a professional in each field, and I'm grateful to have learned so much about simple ways to improve my own well-being along the way. Eat. I'm absolutely fascinated by the fact that the food we eat has the power to make us healthy. Food is the fuel that supercharges our bodies, and by thinking more about what we eat, we can reduce our risk of dietary-induced diseases. We really can eat ourselves well. As the mother of girls, I've always been wary of using the word diet. I believe in having a positive relationship with food, focusing on eating whole foods with plenty of fruit and veg. I encourage my daughters to eat healthy, balanced meals and avoid calorie counting at all costs. I believe that moderation is key, and a little bit of what you fancy really won't hurt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?